And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock Cod Rick Maxa is on the Royal Star. He'll be pulling into Cabo right about now, so hopefully we'll hear from him very, very soon about his great trip aboard the Royal Star. Hey, I've got a great guest in the studio. Boy, this guy knows it all. Long range, fly fishing, local fishing, you name it, he knows it. Dale Hightower from Seaguar Fluorocarbon. We're going to be talking fluorocarbon and more. You stay tuned to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist. The most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
For East Cape Fishing, Jen Wren is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibran electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishing report, and more, check out TeamJenWren.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes, introducing the Tranx 300 and 400, available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Chip and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, along with Dale Hightower from Seaguar. Good morning, Dale.
Morning, Pete.
Hey, great to have you in the studio with us. What's going on at Seaguar, man? It's just, you guys just keep getting better and better and better.
You know, it's always hard to push those guys to make better product because they make such great product. So, but, you know, I just had some meetings with the guys over the phone this week, some conference calls, and they got some stuff that they'll be introducing at ICAST 2018 in Orlando.
Wow.
Yeah, so I haven't fished it yet, but they got some new stuff on it.
Secret stuff.
Yeah, you know, it's always hard to come out with new product every year in the line category. You know, it's easy to come out with a new colored lure or a new, you know, bigger lure. But when you make, you know, what we consider the best fluorocarbon in the world, it's hard to improve on that. But, you know, us as sales reps and, you know, my customers always want something new from Seaguar because because they make their own product, they can design product for specific applications.
So let's talk about that. Seaguar makes their own product. Describe that.
Yeah, so they invented fluorocarbon, and I always like to tell the story. It wasn't even invented for fishing. Seaguar's owned by Kreha Corporation, which is its parent company in Japan, and they have many divisions, but they were trying to develop a product that was chemical resistant for transporting chemicals down pipes because pipes erode with chemicals, and they wanted to find a product they could line pipes with that had chemical resistance. And that's where fluorocarbon was born. They invented fluorocarbon for that purpose.
Wow.
But they also found out it had the same refraction rate as water, or closest to water. And I think a couple of the Japanese guys that worked for Kreha had a little idea like, oh, we can maybe make fishing line out of this and leader material.
Because they're fishermen.
Yeah, so that was over 40 years ago. So,
wow.
Like, they invented the product, they invented the category, and they make everything. I say vertically, vertical, meaning they make their own resins specifically to make the best fluorocarbon in the world. They're the only ones that use double structure fluorocarbon, which we could talk about in more detail. They make their own product, and they sell their own product under their brand. So it's not a product that's made for them, and no other Kreha Corporation, yeah. Which is the parent company.
So you don't buy Seaguar in Japan, you buy Kreha?
Well, you'll see Kreha product. It always fools everybody. I think you were on a trip and you were like, oh, hey, I saw some 70-pound Japanese fluorocarbon, and I think after the research we found, it's like 80-pound premier.
Yeah.
So a lot of stuff gets repackaged in U.S. packaging under a different brand. One of the things that we see all the time in the marketplace is people bring in Japanese Seaguar or Seaguar that's sold in Asia, and then they bring it in. It's all in Japanese, and nobody can read it. And then they're told that it's the stuff that you can't buy in the United States. It's the really good stuff. And the truth of the matter is the best product that Seaguar / Kreha makes is always sold under an American name in America. So if anybody tries to tell you that
the
secret stuff they don't sell in the U.S., it's a lie.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's not even our best grade. It's sometimes it's one of our lower grades, like Red Label, which is the first fluorocarbon that Seaguar had ever used to make leader and line material out of. Comes in Japanese packaging, and everybody says it's the best stuff that's out there. And it's actually our entry-level grade.
Entry-level grade.
It's still better than everybody else's fluorocarbon in my book, but it's not the best stuff. It's not double structure.
No.
And the double structures like Premier and Blue Label,
yeah,
and Tatsu and Grand Max. So.
So let's talk about double structure for a second, which comes for saltwater anglers. It would be Fluor Premier and Blue Label.
And Blue Label.
And then for the freshwater guys, Tatsu.
Tatsu, and then our new line we introduced last year, which was Finesse. So Finesse is for drop shotting and shaky heads, and bass fishing technique. Mm-hmm. So there's four sizes in that. That's double structure as well. And then Grand Max tippet material.
For fly fishing.
So in every category, whether it be mainline, like for bass and freshwater fishing, we make a double structure product, a couple. For saltwater, we make a couple. And even for fly fishing, we make Grand Max. So that formulation is we use two different fluorocarbon resins, an inner and outer. And it's not a coating. It's not like we do one and then do another. They're fused together during production. It's a Seaguar exclusive. No other company in the world does this. And I believe it's even patented, so that's probably why. Or a trademark.
It's actually extruded together.
Yeah, exactly. So it's fused is the way I like it. Two fluorocarbon resins fused together, an inner and outer. And what that allows us to do is give you the best tensile strength, the best impact strength, and the best knot strength. And the outer resin really gives you the knot strength.
Yeah.
The inner resin gives you all the other features, toughness as far as impact, tensile strength, and then they're able to formulate resins to make lines softer or harder or stiffer, depending on the applications, which is, to me, like the difference between Blue Label and Fluor Premier. Blue Label's much thicker, it's a little stiffer, better abrasion resistance, but Premier's smaller diameter, softer, better knot strength. So the difference is when I'm live bait fishing, like you were doing at Guadalupe, mm-hmm. You want that small diameter, supple, middle of the day, you do everything to put that in your favor for live bait fishing. So Premier's my daytime go-to line.
Yeah, Premier's an amazing line. It even has a little bit of stretch, too.
Yeah, and it does. I always tell people, fluorocarbon has a little stretch.
Yeah.
It's got a little more than people, give it credit for. But when you mix that with a short top shot on braid, there's not a lot of give.
Yeah. But you went around the boat and the people that were getting bit, what are you using? 80-pound Fluor Premier.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was kind of the go-to line just because, finicky fish, a lot of pressure fish, but you need something that's still pretty tough. Fluor Premier is the answer.
Yeah, Fluor Premier is definitely, for me, it's the daytime live bait fishing, period.
Yeah.
Whether I'm fishing a short trip or long trip or even, just a day trip. I might throw pink in the middle a little bit.
I liked pink.
Yeah, pink's just a change up. It'd be like having the days you feel like you just need something to do something different. You know, when I fished on the Rooster, Andy Cates always said, like, when you're in a doldrum, like, go grab another outfit. Go try something new. Just try something new.
Yep.
Because, you know, doing the same thing over and over gets in your head.
Yep.
So pink to me is the change up on days that are where you string together a couple bad days and you want to do something different. I'll use pink, but I use Blue Label exclusively on,
bigger fish.
Nighttime, you know, big baits, kite, that type of stuff. It's abrasion resistant. It's still my go-to for, you know, for that. So any like 130, 150, 170, 200, I've definitely fished the Blue Label.
Let me ask you this. So you're using Seaguar Fluor Premier 80 pound.
Right.
Versus Seaguar Blue Label 80 pound.
Right.
Would you jump up to 100 pound Fluor Premier? And what would be the difference if you did that?
Well, I think if you jump up to the difference, you're basically, if you do it to 100 Premier, which is probably the same diameter as 80 pound Blue Label,
mm-hmm.
your bait's going to swim kind of the same because it's striking around the same diameter. So what you did is you increased your break strength, but you didn't increase your bait's ability to swim more naturally. Mm-hmm. So I think the reason you like 80 and the reason people use 80 over 100 is that you're getting, you know, you're basically fishing, I don't know how to figure it out, you're basically fishing 60 pound Blue Label, but you're fishing 80 pound Premier.
Yeah.
So it's there's a difference. And that softer leader material, the bait swims better. So I was thinking,
no doubt.
Yeah, there's no question about that. Softer, you know, it's a little softer. Are you giving something up? Hey, you always give up a little abrasion resistance when you drop down in diameter, but you know, I always tell everybody, you got to get bit first. You know, you know, and there's people, I mean, I fished, was out at the 43 this year fishing some of those big bluefin, and guys were dropping to, you know, 40-pound line to get bit, and, like, nobody landed one on 40, and everybody's like, oh, I got bit three times.
So
you got bit because your bait swam great on 40,
right?
But you didn't land it, so when you're fishing, you gotta kind of go back and forth about what's important, getting bit or landing fish.
Yeah.
I think you'll agree. I want to land it once I hook it. I don't want to be on a fish for, you know, any length of time and not have a shot at it.
Yeah, you just increase your, like all the long-range captains say, you just increase your percentages by hooking it on the right gear.
Right. And, you know, the guys that actually stuck with a little bit, you know, bigger, you know, leader material that you got there. We didn't put many on the boat, but, you know, those guys landed them.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, it's a shocker, huh?
Yeah, no doubt. What is it about pink that gets? What is it about pink that makes a difference sometimes? Because I'm convinced sometimes it does.
You know, I'm not sure if it's just a mindset or it's their old school. You know, before fluoro, you know, we all fished pink and the red, supposedly like the first color that, you know, any hue of red that drops out first in the water column. So Pink Andy back in the heyday, everybody used to always believe Pink Andy got bit better. And I did, too. I mean, I was the guy that would fish Pink Andy. So then when fluoro came out, you know, the pink kind of fell a little bit out of, like, nobody's fishing pink now because, you know, fluoro's got the closest refraction rate to water. And then, you know, then, of course, everybody wants an edge over the guy next to him at the rail. So, well, if, you know, pink worked good in mono, pink's got to work great in fluoro. So I know you've seen it. You know, I've got a lot of guys that swear by it. Have I noticed it personally? I don't know, but I do fish it.
Yeah.
I'd be lying if I don't tell you that I don't take it on my trips and on those days that I just, it's like, to me, it's like a change up.
Sure.
You know, you just don't throw fastballs all the time. Sometimes you just need to do something different.
Wow, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, and that's what I do. So I literally, when people ask, like, what do you take in your tackle box? And that's regard or my, you know, gear, whether I'm fishing locally or fishing on a longer trip, I take all three. I mean, I got Blue Label, Pink Label, and Premier. And it's just all based upon circumstance.
Sure. Absolutely. What Pink Label is single structure.
Single structure.
But it's still very strong.
Yeah, I tell everybody, the good part is when you buy a Seaguar product, we make our resins. Remember that. We manufacture our own resins. No other fluorocarbon company does that. Vertically integrated. And we make those resins to make the best fishing line. So when it comes to single structure fluorocarbons, which outside of Seaguar, everybody else is single structure, we still make the best single structure fluorocarbons. And, you know, there's guys that swear by pink, and, you know, they've never had any issues. I've never had any issues. I know the technology that goes in each of these products. And, you know, on some of these trips, I mean, everybody says, oh, that's tough work you guys do, right? You hear that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, you guys have the rough job. But this is what I, you know, I sell it for a living, and then I also take my personal vacation time and go out on these boats and fish. And
we call it field research.
Right. And I tell everybody, it's like, I want to put all the, you know, advantages in my, you know,
absolutely.
Yeah, no, I mean,
you learn so you can talk about it.
Right, exactly.
If you don't fish, you can't really talk it up.
Yeah, and I, you know, I love the knot aspect of it. I mean, I think the cool part about fishing is there's a lot of different levels of this, and whether you take it recreationally a couple times a year or you do it serious where you're out on the water every weekend, Seaguar makes a product for you.
Yeah.
You know, we start with Red Label, which is our, you know, our first original fluorocarbon, still probably better than, you know, all the other fluorocarbons out there outside of Seaguar product, and then we go up from there.
Yeah. Both fresh and salt water
fresh,
now.
Yeah, fresh and salt water. In the freshwater business, the bass fishing side of it, you know, that's a whole nother level. It's like the long range guys. The bass fishermen want to win. It's a competition to them.
Oh yeah.
It's not just how many fish I put on the deck. It's a complete competition.
Yeah.
And you know, starting with the pros, all the way down, you know, fluorocarbon is way accepted in the industry.
So what is the go to for pro bass fishing?
The go to, everybody likes to fish tatsu. I mean, everybody's like, if you could afford to fish tatsu, you'd fish tatsu.
Yeah.
You know, even the pros are like, they're allotted how much. So I would say our go-to line in bass fishing is Invis-X.
Invis-X.
So I would relate it to that, just like Blue Label's always been considered the go-to leader material, the standard. And then obviously we make better above that. And then even with Invis-X, we make Abraze-X, which is technology above that, the new Finesse fluorocarbon, and then tatsu. So, but if you have day in, day out, what do we sell the most of? Invis-X. It's the go-to.
Now, what is Invis-X?
It's a single structure, you know, fluorocarbon main line. It comes on 200-yard spools, and you can literally spool up an entire casting reel or spinning reel with it. The bass guys are getting pretty smart to this top-shotting stuff that the saltwater guys. So a lot of guys aren't no longer filling an entire reel up with fluoro. They'll do braid. You know, sometimes they'll just fill, you know, half the reel with, you know, braid and then, you know, finish off with fluorocarbon. And then, a lot of the guys are doing leaders just like we do. I was, Chris Saldane, who's an elite angler who's sponsored by Seaguar, did a promotion with him. And he uses the same knots we use on the boats. He uses the John Collins knot. It's awesome. He was like doing a demonstration. Like everybody's like, oh yeah, it's the John Collins knot. And it was funny. It was like, where did this come from?
It's a good knot.
So bass fishermen are using a knot that was developed by John Collins.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Pretty cool. Well, as you can hear, and you know, here's the other thing too. We haven't even ventured into some of the other products that Dale represents. Z-Man baits.
Yeah, Z-Man. Bass. Yeah, the original chatterbait. It's a reaction bait that they actually hold the patent on it, and that's got a big resurgence in bass fishing. And then they came up with a product called Elastec, which is a non-toxic floating plastic material that all of our baits are made out of. And there's this, I mean, it's one of
that
those.
That stuff's amazing.
Yeah, it's you could catch, I mean, literally, it'll stay on a hook and you catch, you know, 30 calico bass on it.
Yeah.
Until you lose a jig head in the rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah, then you got to retie. But they have this.
It can't be good for the manufacturer.
Well, you know, everybody thought that. The resistance was, oh, well, we want to sell a lot of baits. We want them to fall apart. But I tell people, every time you have to rig a bait, it's time spent not fishing.
Sure.
And you lose just as many, if you're fishing calicos and structure, you're losing just as many jig heads.
Yep.
The difference is it doesn't pull off of a jig head, doesn't pull all the way down when you get short bit or catch a fish.
Nice.
But they have this product that they developed with some guys in the Midwest. It's called the TRD. It's called the Ned Rig system, and it's taken the bass world by storm. And it's a little finesse technique on a little mushroom head that that literally, when I first saw this, I were like, nobody's going to buy this. It looks stupid. It's one of those. It was kind of like when drop shotting came out. It's like, this is a dumb way to fish.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden,
now look,
it works. And so between
what's this is called?
It's called the Ned Rig.
The Ned
yeah.
Rig.
If you just go to like YouTube and just type in Ned Rig, it's like it looks dumb. It looks like a little shaky head bait. The trick of it has to be elastic because the bait hacks that floats to be vertical on the deal. And when you look at it, and you look how it works in the water, you go, it's one of those things that I actually, as a sales rep, thought, I'm going to be embarrassed to show this to people.
Yeah, and Z-Man makes it.
Yeah, Z-Man makes it. So, yeah, they pioneered that. So, yeah, that's one of our, you know, strong bands. And then we have Live Target hard baits. So we're doing Live Target now. And Hayabusa, we do catchy tackle, fish work. So, yeah. I would say most of our products, and you asked before the show, I don't do much in fly fishing anymore, but really kind of geared towards either the freshwater bass market or the saltwater offshore market.
Yeah, very good. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. And if you want to join us, lines are packing up. They want to talk to Dale. It's 858-457-1090. Those lines are full right now, but one line open at 877-792-1090. 877-792-1090. And Dale has brought quite the gift this morning for our anglers. First of all, you're going to get five spools of Seaguar fluorocarbon.
Absolutely.
You're going to get a 20-pound fluoropremier, a 50-pound fluoropremier, and a 40-pound fluoropremier spool, and you're going to get a 30-pound pink label Seaguar and a 25-pound pink label. So you're going to get pretty much everything fish and shore.
When I was picking out the gift selection, I just go, let's do something local, 20 through 50. That is ready to fish.
So one lucky caller is going to win that great package of Seaguar fluorocarbon. And when we come back, it's your phone calls and more. Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice, right here on the Mighty 1090.
Nothing is more exciting than fishing Cedros Island on a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak. And Cedros Kayak Fishing will hook you up on this amazing experience. Cedros Kayak Fishing offers deluxe accommodations in their beautiful secluded casita with all the comforts you would expect from a high-end resort, including single occupancy rooms and filtered water. Kayak tours are on Hobie Outback kayaks with bait tanks, fish finder, and VHF radios to ensure a great experience. Fly to Cedros and travel light, as Cedros Tackle has a fully outfitted tackle shop, including top-of-the-line rental gear. After a long day on the water, enjoy delicious local cuisine prepared by the staff. Cedros Kayak Adventures also has a fully outfitted punga and off-road truck and trailer to take you to super secluded spots. Fish where the others don't with Cedros Kayak Fishing. Come join Jeff and the gang for a great trip on Cedros Island. Visit the website at cedroskayakfishing.com for more information and to book your trip.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest Aftec fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
I like rafting. I love whitewater. But I never forget that snowmelt in the river can cause cold water shock. I wear a life jacket always. Anyone with me has got to do the same. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here along with Dale Hightower, Seaguar fluorocarbon, and so much more. Talking fishing here. You want to get through, have a chance to win a 5-pack of Seaguar fluorocarbon. Only line available, 877-792-1090, open right now. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones, get right to you here. Let's talk to Rich in Bradley. Good morning, Rich.
Hi, Dale. Hi, Pete.
Morning, Rich.
When I've been bass fishing, both freshwater and saltwater, I've always used the light conditions and water color as a guide to picking out lures. And I'm wondering, similarly, do you use that as a guide for when you pick out the pink fluorocarbon? And along the same lines, after you've enumerated the differences between fluoropremier and red label, are there times when red label would be your first and go-to fluorocarbon? But most importantly, when would I want to use the pink fluorocarbon as to start out with, rather than just something to change up?
Well, I think everybody talks about there's just certain light conditions, and Pete can probably go through it because it's typically like right after gray light. A lot of guys talk about it. Just it's with a little, not bright skies, but a little bit of that gray light, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So so you could start first thing in the morning with it. I mean, that's definitely a good place to start. So. And then we don't really make any product in freshwater that really would apply to pink, you know, because the pink's only available in the leader material for saltwater fishing.
What's the difference between red label and pink label?
Well, I think pink label's got a little bit more technology as far as the resin goes. They're both single structure. Mm-hmm. And you asked about when I would use red label. I'm pretty honest with people. I don't fish red label, and it's not for any other reason other than I know there's product better in it. It's our first fluorocarbon that we developed. Mm-hmm. And I sell a lot of it.
It's good.
In particularly, not in leader material. You rarely see the red label leader material out here. What you do, you see a lot of red label mainline.
Mainline.
And
you moved to Invisix now for that.
Yeah, I would say. But we, you know, I tell people we introduced red label for one reason only. There was some people that were black marketing a product from Japan, and they were selling it at like Tatsu pricing. They were telling everybody it was like the really, really good stuff. And it ended up being red label. It was our basic entry level fluorocarbon.
And they were selling it for
like ridiculous prices.
Like it was Tatsu.
Like it was Tatsu, because they were telling it was in Japanese. Nobody knew. And it's good stuff. It's great stuff.
So again, right? The message, like you said earlier,
right?
It's all the best stuff is here.
Right. All the best stuff's here. And
so don't let anybody
fool
you.
And so we only brought that in is to basically, if you want red label, we'll sell it here in the United States, you know, and it's at an affordable price point.
Yeah.
And it's a good for people. And believe it or not, there's still a lot of people out there that does not fish fluorocarbon. And the reason that we have red label is to give it a little softer price point to try a Seaguar product for the first time.
Right.
And then
find out.
And then once you use that and find out how great red label is, and you're like, oh, this is just their starting point. Like they've got, you know, four levels of fluorocarbon above that.
Yeah.
So So that you know, and I'm being honest, I don't fish red label, but I know it's great stuff.
Yeah. There you go. Rich, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090. Open right now. Let's jump back in the phones, talk to Tony in San Marcos. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Hey, my question is what brand of the fluorocarbon is Dale going to use to catch in the peak bluefin?
Well, I would definitely say as picky as bluefin tuna are, I'd start with Florida Premier, period. And, you know, it's as far as diameter and how much better your bait's going to swim on a little bit smaller diameter product, and also the incredible knot strength and tensile strength that Florida Premier has. So, and I'm honest with people, whether I'm fishing the bluefin here locally or fishing, you know, fishing a 15 or 16 day trip, you know, Premier's a majority of what I'm fishing. And and the big reason.
When do you move to Blue Label?
I do that in the dark. In the dark. Yeah, when I'm fishing a PL68 in the dark, obviously I'm fishing bigger leader material. I'm fishing the bigger baits in the dark, definitely. Fishing in the dark is a whole different deal. But once we get in that gray light and light conditions, then you really have to start being stealth, because it's never wide open fishing in the middle of the day.
Yes.
And, you know, but then if I'm using, if I'm using the flat fall, see, here you go. If I'm using like a flat fall style jig for these bluefin, I'm probably going to use Blue Label.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is they inhale these jigs, and Blue Label is a little more abrasion resistant by nature because of the resins and also the diameter. And
you want the maximum abrasion resistance.
I want maximum when I'm fishing that, because I don't think that the leader size is going to have anything to do with whether you get bit on a flat fall jig.
Yeah, let's talk about knots for a second. What are you connecting? What knots are you connecting, and how are you doing it?
All right, so I'm using the John Collins knot. If I'm tying, if I'm doing wind ons, I do the Sato crimps for that. And then as far as to my my hook or, you know, jig, either the San Diego Jam Knot. I also got turned on to the improved Miller Knot by our friend Taco over Taco's Bait and Tackle. Okay. And he likes it for some reason. It's a small knot and it's super strong. And it ties well in big stuff too. So I would say when I'm using bigger leader material, you know, knot size might on, like, let's say bait fishing. Like bait fishing, I would probably use the improved Miller Knot.
The improved Miller Knot, is that similar to the Springer Knot? different.
No, no, even like Spangler. No, it's it's a little different. You can go to YouTube. I think Miller actually has a good YouTube video on how to tie it. But as far as jigs, flat falls, any of that stuff, I'm using the San Diego Jam Knot. I've used that forever, and I've never
double.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes depends. You know, when I'm tying it in the big stuff, I really don't worry about it. If I was tied, let's say like I was wahoo fishing, I'd probably do a double on a jig or a yellowtail. You know, if I'm using like braid and a floral leader.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Hope that answers that there for you, Tony. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 858-457-1090 open right now. You want to get through? There is your chance. I want to remind you, sign up for our email blast. It's right on the front page of our website, letstalkhookup.com. Just fill in the blank, and we won't spam you. We're just going to send you an email every other week. And this week, last week, and one more week, next week, we've been giving away four of the CCA Bill Varney calendars to four lucky winners. We had four winners this week that I emailed and sent congratulations, and Bill's going to be sending you a calendar. So if you're not on it yet, next week you have one more shot to randomly be picked for that 2018 Bill Varney CCA calendar. So just go to our website, letstalkhookup.com. Just click on the little box that says sign up for an email blast, and every other week we'll send you an email about what's coming up on the radio show. Like last week we sent you one with Dale's smiling photo on there and lots of information about fishing and also some great stories lines too. So check that out on our website, letstalkhookup.com. Let's talk to Ed in Mira Mesa. Good morning, Ed.
Hi, guys. You're not answering my question on the different knots. Now, I won't say concerned about, but are there different knots for the different type of lines that you would recommend?
I don't change. You know, if you're whatever, like I use that John Collins knot if I'm tying fluorocarbon to braid, period, end of story. I'm using the Threadlock 16-strand hollow core, you know, Seaguard braid when I'm doing that. But that's usually on.
So you're pretty much a short top shot guy.
Yeah, I'm a definitely short top shot guy. You probably... for the shorter trips out here, I'm using, you know, 5-6 foot a leader material. Okay. And then, I don't change on that. I don't change the knot depending on the type of fluorocarbon. You know, all the Seaguar fluorocarbons have incredible knot strength. It's one of the real differences, I think, in Seaguar's knot strength is because, you know, we do a lot of comparison with other fluorocarbons on tensile strength, and that's like how strong a line is without knots, how hard you can pull on it. Unfortunately, nobody's figured a way to actually have a system where you can't tie a knot, so we have to use knots in fishing. And a lot of those products that have high tensile strength have horrible knot strength. Mm-hmm. So you could have a line that breaks at 10 pounds, but the knot only holds at 5. So,
explain that.
Yeah, so you know, there's what's called knot strength. So it's when you tie a knot in the line and what so if it's 10-pound line, if you tried to straight pull the line, it broke at 10 pounds.
Wow.
And then you tie a knot in it. And then it breaks at five. The knot breaks at 5 pounds.
That's tensile strength.
Well, the tensile strength's the straight pull without a knot.
Without a knot.
That's considered tensile strength. Okay. The knot strength's like once you tie a knot in it, then you do the same test with that knot, and that knot fails at 5 pounds. Even though the line breaks at 10, the knot
really
breaks at five. You're fishing 5 pound line. So that's what we call 50% knot strength. The knots only hold 50% of the line's actual true break strength.
So what you're saying is that Seaguar fluorocarbon holds
incredible knot strength. When they develop a product, the first and foremost thing that they must do, right? It's like check this first. It has to have incredible knot strength, and that gets back into resin technologies. When you have this resin technology, especially with double structure, you can design a line where the knot strength is as close as you possibly can to the tensile strength. That's the ideal. So you can have a really strong line, but if it doesn't hold a knot well. Right, and then you realize that we make resins, we make our product,
right. We
have double structure. That's the first thing they check off in the box. Because what good's fishing line if it has horrible knot strength?
So what are some examples of ones that don't have good knot strength?
Oh, I don't even want to talk about like what the brands are.
Well, you don't have to talk about brand, but
yeah, there's a lot
there
of
are. So what you're saying is there are fluorocarbon brands that don't have the knot strength.
Oh yeah, a lot of them do because here's the difference is that since we make our own resins, the other resins that are out there to make product for other people are not designed to make fishing lines. They're designed for this commercial use fluorocarbon resins, and fluorocarbon resins are used in cell phone batteries. They're used in a lot of other industries. So those companies have to go buy what we call commercial grade fluorocarbon resins and make fishing line out of them. And then they have no control over, they can't go to that manufacturer and say, hey, could you develop this for that? It doesn't exist. The other manufacturers of fluorocarbon resins, and I believe there's only three other in the world, basically are used for commercial use. Mm-hmm. Seaguar's resins that we develop for us, we don't sell to anybody else, and we develop these resins to only make fishing line out of. We don't make cell phone battery binders and other products with it. The resins that are developed for Seaguar fluorocarbons by Crayha are to give you that really great fishing line, which is not strength.
And that is, I never thought of that, but that's the factor right there.
No, absolutely.
It's the knot strength.
Right.
That, what more important factor is there in fluorocarbon resin than
knot strength
for a fisherman than knot strength?
And then on top of that, then you get all the other cool features which we can develop
along with it.
Past that.
Yeah. Good question there, Ed. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. All right, let's find out what's going on down in DeBaja with the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. This report is sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Hey, you know, Fisherman's Processing, they're San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros. And once you try them, you're going to be hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your trip fish to your specs, as well as the best smoke, jerky, and, of course, that famous Fisherman's Processing tuna burger. Check fishermansprocessing.com for details. Or, of course, you just see them when your trip returns to San Diego Landings. And don't make a mistake. Always choose Fisherman's Processing when you get to the dock. Good morning, Castman.
Hey, buenos dias, Pedro. Hey, good show, man. That Seaguar's good stuff.
It is good stuff, isn't it?
And the other Seaguar.
Oh, yeah. Castman Seaguars. Panama Seaguars.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, good show, guys. Anyway, I just, you know, run a report, man. The fishing is really good for December down in Cabo and, of course, over in Masavan and down in Ixtapa Zihuatanejo. But we'll start off with Zihuatanejo there. Guys, the sailfish are in really solid down there. Fishing anywhere between, 5 to 6, 7 miles off the beach. Good concentration of fish there. Releasing up to 3-4 fish per day there. And the beaches have just really turned on with a lot of roosters and good quality roosters right behind the surf line there. Also some big jacks mixed in, but the roosters have really come in really thick in there right now. They're just raving about the amount of roosters they're catching along the surf line. Most of them being taken on poppers, red and white color, but then they were saying just about anything's working right now. Kind of the popular color there is the red and white poppers, but they're saying this week everything's biting. We'll move up to Masatlan there. Gosh, they got a good striped marlin bite going there, along mixed in with some sails there. Little bit over, probably a 1 to 2 per boat average there per day. A few tuna, a few Dorado mixed in, but, I'll tell you, the other hot spots are, San Jose del Cabo and Cabo San Lucas. The Cabo fleet's coming out of the harbor, making a right, going up toward the Golden Gate Bank and the Jaime Bank and a couple of the other spots there on that Pacific side, doing well on striped marlin, averaging over 1 per boat per day there. Some boats releasing 2-3 per day, and they got a mixture of Dorado up there and a few yellowfin tuna. And then, of course, the boats there at San Jose are coming out of the new marina there at Puerto Nuevo, making a left, going up to Punta Gordo, and then up into the Sea of Cortez there at the Iman, Vinorama, and San Luis banks. God, they had a flurry of wahoo bite there for a couple of days right off Punta Gordo, just a mile offshore. Some boats catching up to 7-8 per day there, both on the live bait, the Chiwili live bait, and, of course, on a few on some lures, but really good bite for a couple of days there. And, of course, the yellowfin tuna still doing well at the Iman and San Luis there, drifting. They're seeing the fish actively feeding. Most of them are in that 10- to 20-pound range, but they are getting some 50- to 70-pound fish. Here again, live baits, live sardinas, dead sardinas, and chunk squid doing real well there. But that's the report for this week, Pete, and I'll be talking to you guys next Saturday. Anybody wants to book a trip into southern Baja, mainland Mexico, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510, or you can check us out on the web at www.casttours.com.
Indeed. What a great Christmas gift for somebody to buy one of your trips, one of our Let's Talk Hookup trips, or a trip with Cast Tours to go somewhere and have somebody looking forward to that trip for 2018, huh?
Yeah. Hey, got some openings on our Christmas Island trip, June 5 to 12. Anybody wants to go to that fabulous destination,
incredible,
can give us a call there. I'm also putting a trip together down to Petosi, Panama, that what I call Panama on the budget. probably the most affordable Panama fishing trip you can find. And that information will be coming out on to on our via email blast here this coming week. I'm going to put some dates together and send that out. And anybody wants to join me on that trip, it's a fabulous, fabulous Ponga fishing trip on the tuna coast of Tennessee.
Yeah, it's a cool trip. It's such a great trip indeed. Hey, Castman, thanks a lot for that, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
All right, boys, talk to you then.
All right, thanks, very Cass. Good. All right, and that Cast Tours report is sponsored in part by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. Complete saltwater tackle shop, full deli, Mexican and California licenses, trips and six-pack charters, and when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle you need and live bait for that great day on the lake. That's Dana Landing. They're right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay, and East County Bait and Tackle at the end of the 67 freeway at Maple View and Lakeside. Check danalanding.com. And next week, next Saturday, we're going to be broadcasting live from Fastlane Kayaks right there at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We'll talk more about that live broadcast very, very soon, so you don't want to miss that. Now, I'll bet East County Bait and Tackle has that bait you were talking about, right?
The Ned Rig.
The Ned Rig.
The TRD. So TRD stands for T blank RD, like something that doesn't look like it should catch fish.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyhow. And it's just ridiculous. And it's absolutely one of those baits that's it's a do-nothing bait, imitates a
you
little.
You just kind of shake it a little and they bite it.
Exactly. And the trick is, this is what's really great about it, is that you have to, everybody thinks you can take another manufacturer's bait and put it on that system. But the Elastic, because of its floatability, its buoyancy, is what makes that bait work.
That's the Z-Man bait.
Yeah, the Z-Man bait. Yeah. So, yeah, okay. it's pretty cool. And then you get all the durability part that we talked about with the Z-Man product, the Elastic. But the TRD is one of the – and we make a few different style baits, but I tell people the original TRD, it catches fish.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, if you want to get through right now, have a chance to win a five-pack, not one, not two, not three, not four, five spools of Seaguar fluorocarbon right here, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. And when we come back, more of your phone calls, more from Dale Hightower. You stay tuned, Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. Let's talk hook up on the mighty 1090. It's time for our PowerPro 30-second seminar. And I tell you what, with PowerPro, what I like about it is the knot strength. You tie a knot with PowerPro, whether it be a John Collins knot, an Albright knot, back-to-back uni, they hold and work with PowerPro.
Yeah, the line is just not stiff. It's the perfect amount of round. It has good abrasion resistance, and it's just easier for connections than other types of line out there.
Indeed. PowerPro at your favorite tackle store, or check out PowerPro.com.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day and three-quarter-day trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have
upstream action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium BMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish, available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.
It's time for our PowerPro 30-second seminar, and I tell you what, with PowerPro, what I like about it is the knot strength. You tie a knot with PowerPro, whether it be a John Collins knot, an Albright knot, back-to-back uni, they hold and work with PowerPro.
Yeah, the line is just not stiff. It's the perfect amount of round. It has good abrasion resistance, and it's just easier for connections than other types of line out there.
Indeed. PowerPro at your favorite tackle store, or check out PowerPro.com.
XEBRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. Pete Gray here along with Dale Hightower, Seaguar Fluorocarbon, and so much more. You want to get through? Have a chance to win a five-pack of Seaguar Fluorocarbon spools. We've got 20 through 50. Fluoro Premier and Pink Label. Wow, that'll cover pretty much everything.
Yeah, I was going to say, just jump on a boat.
Yeah.
Just jump on a boat. You're good.
Go fishing. 858-457-1090. A line open there and a line open at 877-792-1090. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones. Let's talk to Matt in La Mesa. Hi, Matt.
Hey, good morning, Pete. Good morning, Dale.
Morning.
Quick question for you. I have a couple of wind-ons on my reel. With the loop-to-loop connection, what is the life expectancy of a wind-on? Can I just take that off the reel, cut it off the reel, and then roll it up for next season?
What size fluorocarbon? What size leader?
100-pound Spectra to 80-pound fluorocarbon.
My biggest concern always with having it on the reel for a while is going to be memory. And if you talk to a lot of those guys, especially in the bigger stuff, that's why I asked what size, a lot of them, you know, they pre-stretch their leaders a set because, you know, they come in big coils, right? So they come in big coils. So they're not, doesn't have a lot of memory.
You see guys on the back deck hooking it up and just pulling hard.
I stretch mine. And if
it makes a difference.
Yeah, and then there's guys, I mean, I've seen it, and now I'm starting to pay attention. So, like, when they rig a hook on it, they make sure they don't wind it too tight so they don't get that little crimp on the tip top. They make sure that when they wind it all the way, they don't wind it tight. So I would say my biggest concern, I think the product's good. My biggest concern is how much memory does it have sitting on your reel for any length of time.
Because it's not going to go bad.
It's not going to go bad. So
okay.
Can you stretch that memory out?
Yeah, on the big stuff, it gets tougher, you know.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a you call. I tell everybody, personally, if it was me, I'm going fresh new leader.
But
it's more for the memory than it is for the product.
But let me ask you, it sits on a spool.
Right.
What's the difference between sitting on a spool and sitting on your reel?
But it's in a bigger coil.
If
you looked, in fact,
for the heavy stuff.
Yeah, you can ask.
Lighter
stuff I'm not worried about. But the big, because it's a diameter deal. The bigger the diameter, the more memory things have.
Yeah.
So if you ask, so one of the funny stories is you can talk to Doug Kern down at Fisherman's Landing. So when we first introduced Fluoro Premier, we had 100-pound. And 130-pound on the spools,
on
the regular size spools, and it's because it's so soft and so limp they'd come off. It was like, ooh, this is beautiful stuff. And then they said guys wouldn't buy them because they were afraid they had too much memory because of the size of the spool. And Doug came to us saying, hey, you guys are like, we know that it's still, you know, really good. It's just that people are a little concerned that there's too much memory on it, so they're going to, you know, Blue Label or another brand. Because of that. So we basically took Doug's advice down there and put 100-pound in.
Anything 100 and over.
We put it in deals, and the rest is history. You know, it's a perception deal, but the guys fishing the big stuff want no memory. They just know memory is an issue.
But the advantage of Fluoro Premier is you can stretch that out.
Pull
it. You can pull it and make it work.
But I have tried to pull it out. That's been sitting on a reel for a while. It's you're better to go with the fresh one. Now, if I was going to fish, like if it was like a blue label and I'm fishing it in the dark, I don't care.
No big deal.
I'm talking about your 100 pound that you're going to fish for live bait in the middle of the day. Then I would want that as straight and as possible.
But general shelf life forever.
I'm not worried about the actual product itself.
It's not like monofilament.
Nope, not at all. Yeah. Nope, you'll be good there.
Yeah. All right, Matt, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090. Open right now. Let's talk to Dan in Encinitas. Hi, Dan.
Hey, morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I've been out for a while. I've been working weekends, so I'm kind of out of the loop. I got two questions. First one for Pete. Is there going to be a Christmas giveaway show? And second question for the cigar rep. Let's just talk Florida mono. Let's say let's use 40-pound mono, for example. That's my top shot. How many pounds up or down could I go and have that not? I use a double uni, four-turn double uni. How many pounds over or under could I go? Like, could I go 50 to 40, and could I go, like, 30 to, you know, from 40 to 30? Like, how many pounds of wiggle room before the knot slips?
All right, I'll let Pete answer the first question. As long as
so this Christmas Spectacular with Captain Mark Wish is going to be Saturday, December 23rd. And we're going to have a usual. I'll bet we'll be giving away some Seaguar fluorocarbon and a whole bunch more great products. One note, we will not be doing a show on December 24th. We're going to take Christmas Eve off, so we won't be talking fish on Sunday, December 24th. But we will have the Christmas Spectacular with Captain Mark Wish on Saturday, December 23rd.
Awesome. Yeah,
it'll be a good time.
I'm sure there'll be a Seaguar product.
Oh,
in the
giveaway.
And in regards to the mono to fluorocarbon question, you know, first of all, I think the double uni is a great knot. Highly recommend if you've never played with the Seaguar knot, you need to play with that because I think it just completely eliminates the double uni. It's one of those knots that just doesn't fail, even if you didn't tie the best one. It's not the prettiest knot in the world, but man, it works.
It's easy.
Yeah, it's easy. I mean, it's way easier than a double uni. And I from time to time, I will run into people that complain about problems with our fluorocarbon, and I always go back, like, what knot are you using, right? And if they, it's always, oh, I'm tying the double uni. And it's never the, oh, I was tying the Seaguar knot and it failed. I'm like, oh, have you tried the Seaguar knot? Let's try that first, right?
What about the four-turn surgeon?
You know, I think that's fine.
Pretty similar to
it's
the
similar,
Seaguar
but I still, it's like the, it's like if it's don't broke, if it's not broke, don't fix it. The Seaguar knot is so easy. You go to, I think, YouTube and find it. I know you can go to the Seaguar website and find it. And as far as what size, I would say a size up or size down is fine. I wouldn't go 30 to 50, you know, or, you know, 50 to 80. But I would go, like, if you're fishing 40-pound mono, I think you can go 30, or you think you can go 50, or you go 40. I think you can go about one size. It's more of a diameter deal. It's not really a pound test deal. Because you're 40-pound mono, and you might take 40-pound Seaguar Floor Premier. Premier might be smaller than that 40-pound mono. So, and it's usually the weak link in mono to fluoro knot is the actual mono, because fluoro is so hard. It's just a really hard material. Mm-hmm. It's solid, whereas fluorocarbon or monofilament's actually got air bubbles in it. So, and mono gets weak. I don't know if people realize this, and I should probably talk about it since we're talking about mono. So mono is a sponge. Mono absorbs water. So if you take a cross-section of a piece of monofilament, you'll see air pockets in it. Fluorocarbon's a solid. It's dense. There's no air pockets, and it's actually denser than water. So one of the things with mono...
And it sinks,
right? It's a little bit heavier than water. So with mono, when you fish it and it absorbs water, you actually lose everything. You lose tensile strength, you lose... It's softer. So the softer it gets, the easier it is for the floor to cut into the mono.
Oh.
So, you know, I tell people, it's like, we get back, we were talking knot strength. So if you were just fishing straight mono nowadays, and you fished, like, all day... there's a good chance that your mono is way weaker than it ever was because it absorbed water, it became softer, your knot strength went way, way down. The softer it gets, the easier it is to cut into itself. Where fluorocarbon doesn't. I mean, one of the advantages of fluorocarbon, it's impervious to chemicals, it's impervious to UV light, it doesn't absorb water, it's solid. I think the sinkability factor helps it.
Oh, absolutely.
I think that they're getting your bait down. Your bait doesn't have to pull the line down, it's actually sinking at a very gradual rate.
Instead of floating.
Right. So when you're tying mono to fluorocarbon, you're tying so dissimilar materials The failure usually is the mono.
The mono.
And that's what the...
Now, what about, okay, let's say you're soaking some bait for a while. Obviously, the mono, and you're fishing mono. Your mono's absorbed some water. What happens if you go back and test that knot? It could break?
Oh, yeah, it could be definitely softer than... Your and knot strength goes down with when mono gets wet. It gets, yeah, it's that. Definitely... it's one of the advantages.
Good
and the other thing is anybody that knows this, so if you back in the days where you fish mono and you'd fish all day and it absorbed water, and then you reeled it up on your reel and you went and put your rods in your garage, and then the next time you fish, it was like a slinky coming off. Well, what the slinkiness is your line dried out.
Oh.
So the line absorbed water while you were fishing, and then you wound it up on the spool, and then over the course of time, the water leaves.
Absorbed.
Yeah, it disappears. Yeah. It dissipates. And then that drying out effect is what caused that hole.
Caused that real slinky.
Yeah. So
interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I think there's a lot of advantage, but I would say diameter is really the big deal. And if you haven't tried the Seaguar knot, I highly recommend it.
All right. And easy to find. Just go to Seaguar,
yeah.
SEAGUAR.com.
Yeah, knot section, or you can go to YouTube, and there's definitely...
You can link it on our Let's Talk Hook Up links page.
Yep.
It's right there. Find it out. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Good question. Hey, speaking of... Our Instagram, Facebook, I just posted a picture of myself and Dale and our brand new cool banner in the Mighty 1090 studio here on our Instagram as well as our Facebook page. Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show on Facebook and Hookup 1090 on Instagram. So check that out. You want to see these two dashing young men here in
the
studio.
Yeah, early bird special.
Yeah, that's it. All right. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones and talk to Mike in Chula Vista. Thanks for joining us, Mike.
How's it going today?
Great.
Okay, hey, I fish fluorocarbon a lot, and one of the things I was looking at, when you put mono in the water, you get line refraction, where the sun will hit the line that will actually shoot down the mono.
It's like a fiber optic tech, kind of like how fiber optics work. So when you line hits mono, it kind of takes that fiber optics,
Yeah. Now, with fluorocarbon, when I was fishing straight fluorocarbon, I would kind of look at that, and I would still see a little bit of that happening. Now, my question is, invisible look to the line if you put a knot, if you tie it to mono up, like, let's say 6 feet, and then let it go, because the line transfer will go down, and then it'll stop. So you'll have an invisible area.
Yeah, and I know exactly what you're saying. So if you took mono and then tied a fluoro leader to it, that fiber optic effect of the mono is going to stop at the knot. And, fluoro isn't exactly the same refraction rate as water. It's just the closest thing that anybody's ever come up with, And we used to do, when we first started to tell people about fluorocarbons, this is well over, a decade plus ago, we used to have this little, we called it the invisibility tube. We'd have it at the Fred Hall show in our booth, and it would have a piece of mono going down through the water. It was like 10 or 12 pound mono, and then like a fluorocarbon coated mono, because there's products out there that basically are monofilament, and they coat, so it's probably got like 3% fluorocarbon on it.
What good is
and
that?
Then, right, and then it has the fluorocarbon, right? And then when you look at it in the tube, the mono just, it was like, ooh, you see that. And then you see a little less of the fluorocarbon coated one, and then you're like, oh, where's the other one? Oh no! It's there. That's fluorocarbon. And then you have to look above the water, and you can see the line going into the water.
See the line going into the
water.
You're
like, oh yeah, it's there. I just can't see it.
Wow.
So I always say, not seen is believing.
Yeah, for sure. And here's the thing about fluorocarbon too. And those that aren't using fluorocarbon, and people that say, oh, I don't use fluorocarbon, it's like, well, the invisibility factor of the fluorocarbon is nice, but to me, that's not the most important thing.
No, I'm with
you. It's the abrasion resistance.
Yeah, no, I'm totally with you.
Yeah. And the other thing that's an important factor that you covered already is the sinkability of fluorocarbon. It's denser than water. It sinks. It doesn't float like monofilament or spectra.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, there's so many benefits of fluoro, and it's like I always say, like, what's the disadvantage of it, right? Yeah. And it used to be the disadvantage is that, I grew up where you walked into a tackle store with the Jigmaster, and you filled it up with 30-pound line, and you bought a handful of hooks, and then you went and fished. That's how we fished.
Yeah.
And then, when fluorocarbon came along, and, everybody was trying to still figure out how to use braid, and how it was, and a lot of the boats were like, no, we don't want to see braid on the boats. So people were like, oh, they don't let you fish braid on the boats. And then it was the knot. It was really how you attach fluoro to either braid or to mono. So I could tell you, guys were taking small tuna rings and making their own little leaders. So they'd tie the mono to a tuna ring, and then they tie a fluorocarbon leader to it so that you weren't attaching the fluoro itself to mono. Mm-hmm. And then they tie their hook. So you have these pre-tied leaders. And those were great, except you just added two knots. You have two knots to the ring.
Right.
And in fishing, I like try to eliminate knots.
Right.
Right. So,
and there's more drag there.
Exactly.
Making it more difficult for that bait to swim naturally.
Right. And then I was shown the Seaguar knot by some guys from the Crayhawk Corporation that were out here in Southern California. And they didn't even have a name for it. We just asked, what knot do you tie fluorocarbon to mono? And they showed it. And we're like, that's easy.
Okay.
Yeah. So we just, you know, we named
it
the
Seaguar. Twist it around your thumb. And
we named it the Seaguar knot. And then that was really the whole thing that, so then now I say, well, what's the disadvantage of fishing fluoro? It used to be like, oh, I don't know how to attach it to my, I don't know how to connect it. And connections are there. They're easy.
Yeah.
You know, RP knot, or the John Collins knot, Seaguar knot. I mean, Wyandons, if you're going to go to the Wyandon deal. Chinese, I know guys that are now just doing with the hollow core, you know, thread lock, they just do the Chinese finger cuffs, insert it in, and they use tack, sure. They use tack glue. They don't even serve it or crimp it or nothing. I'm like, I'm not there yet.
I don't know about that.
I'm not quite there yet.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. And when we come back, of course, more of your phone calls you want to get through, 877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090. We're going to get a catch report. Find out that fishdope.com report, what's happening out there. More Let's Talk Hookup coming up very, very soon right here on the Mighty 1090.
Alaska's Katmai Lodge is a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. You'll fish for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, and on even years, pinks, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and the nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's U.S. Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in. They are exceptional teachers and ensure you have days that are fish-filled and fun with freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, there are fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon, as well as fresh, delicious meals prepared by their exceptional chef. Elevate your visit with a quick flyout trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. For the best fishing adventure ever, visit katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year. With all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.